What's up, guys, and welcome to TechSpace Africa, the podcast. My name is Nigel, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the things that have actually been happening in the tech space, contrary to what we talked last time on the podcast. And today, my main focus of discussion was the tech layoffs that have been happening over the last couple of months. We've seen big tech companies like Microsoft, Alphabet, Meta, Twitter actually fire a lot of people. It had taken up during the COVID-19 period. So, and I made a tweet about this yesterday, and I asked, did, you know, the companies take on too many people in such a short time and actually, you know, have too much to handle? Or was it a lot of talents that it had to shed off some? And well, a lot of people agree. On my research, some people, you know, are saying it's about the money. So I went out, as you know, anyone would, and I did my research. And it was very interesting to see that many of these companies that are firing people actually have a lot of profits. They are recording like incredible amounts of profits. So it's not about the money. So let's talk about, you know, why I think this is happening. And, you know, the big question is the future now. Is AI, artificial intelligence, taking our jobs? Is the future we talk about where AI will take our jobs right now, right here in 2023? So in the last, you know, 3-4 months, Microsoft has laid off about 10,000 skilled workers. In the same time, the company has invested over $10 billion into OpenAI for ChatGPT. ChatGPT is text generating artificial intelligence, which can write you essays, which can, you know, discuss with you anything you want, just like, you know, any assistant, you know. And it's pretty wild that Microsoft is firing people yet investing a lot of money in AI. So that begs the question, is actually this money, which was being used to pay these skilled workers and whatnot, now being repurposed into, you know, AI? Is technology now taking over and, you know, getting people fired? And it's the same for Google. Google has laid off over 12,000. And the company is also working on an AI to, you know, compete with ChatGPT. So it was very interesting to see this. So, and I'm not going to come to conclusions. I'm going to ask you, do you think the future is right now? Do you think AI is actually replacing people's jobs? Or do you think that is still too early to say? Do you think this is still too early? And do you think AI is going to replace anybody's job in the near future? Anyways, that was just something that has been on the top of my head for the last, you know, 3-4 days. It's very interesting, but it's also very sad to see a lot of young people, skilled people, talented people get fired, lose jobs, lose their sources of income. So my heart goes out to them. So in other news, Samsung yesterday launched their S23 series. And there's nothing revolutionary about these devices. I happened to have, you know, a hands-on with the devices yesterday, the S23 Ultra, the S23 Plus, and the S23 base model, which is just the smallest compact one. This is the one I love, I like. But on this particular series, I found that I liked the 6.6 inches S23 Plus better. This is because the base one looks a little boxy, like not in the sense of the iPhone. It's just a little too boxy for my liking. Like it does not have nice curved edges. It looks like a box, like a rectangle. I did not like that. The Ultra always looks like that anyways, but the Ultra, you can understand, there's an S Pen, it's flatter, it has, you know, a curved display, curved, and, you know, you can understand that big ass device. But I don't understand with the smaller S22 base one. The S22 Plus looked like it was the one I'm going to actually recommend to people this time around. I don't know why. I've never been one to recommend big phones. So yeah, so that is what is happening in the S23 series. One key thing I like about the Ultra is the new 200 megapixel camera. I think cameras are getting, boring over on smartphones now. So seeing a leap in the amount of megapixels and seeing a leap in the amount of pixels you can cram into a photo and bring out more details, more exposure, more dynamic range on these kind of photos is amazing. When you start shooting in the pro, I think they call it the pro raw or something. If you start shooting in raw, you'll have like good quality in terms of photos, and I think that's pretty neat because just what else our camera is going to be doing? They are almost perfect. They are cool for what they can do with a small size lenses on the smartphones. So yeah, just cram some more megapixels, make sure we can zoom in, make sure we can zoom out of the pictures without losing any quality, and that's pretty neat for now, I guess, until the next revolutionary tech comes into the cameras in smartphones. So apart from that, the devices are the flagships, so everything else is nice. Another thing I like about the S23 series is that they all come as standard with a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2. This is a custom, actually, Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 for Galaxy, and it's now on every S23. There is no Exynos chip for the EU and African markets. We all get the same chip, which is a pretty nice thing. In an article I wrote some time back, I said Samsung should actually just bring the SD Snapdragon on the flagships to all countries and then save their Exynos chips for the mid-rangers. This is like the Samsung Galaxy S21 FE, S22 FE. The FE series, I think, is the most suitable for the Exynos chipsets. You can say the Exynos is pretty high for, bad budget, so you can use MediaTek for budget, but I think the Exynos is best suited for the A74, the A73 5Gs and whatnot, and then the MediaTek will go to the AO somethings. And yeah, that's pretty neat. Another thing that Samsung announced yesterday was the Galaxy Books. I still do not understand why they are not available in the local market. I think these are compact devices that could come in handy in this market. Kwanza, the Galaxy Book 3 Ultra has some pretty amazing specs. I would love to see these kind of devices get brought into the market. At this point, you cannot tell us we are not going to afford it. If you are going to bring your S23 Ultras and whatnot, you can also bring your Galaxy Book 3 Ultras. I don't get why you don't think we can afford them. So yeah, just bring them. Speaking of laptops, Asus is launching their foldable laptop in Kenya. If a brief I received is anything to go by, I don't know if I'll get a hands-on, but I personally do not like folding laptops. I think, okay, all laptops are folding, but the kind of folding laptop I'm talking about is when you have a big old screen and then no keyboard, or if you have a keyboard, it's coming on top. So the laptop I'm talking about is the ZenBook 17. Yes. And this is a pretty huge, unfolded. When unfolded, it's a pretty huge laptop. And I do not, and I still do not get the concept. Like, why do I need a big old, screen, like monitor to fold? And so it can become a laptop, because when you unfold 2 15 inches, it's a big screen. So I still don't get the concept. I don't know. Maybe some people who are in the tech scene who have not been fired can tell us. Maybe they like it for coding. Maybe it's good for productivity. Would you want to your monitor, which you have at home, which is 20, 27 inches, to fold in half so you can have a portability and take it to wherever you want, fold it and fold it? Because this is exactly what you are getting when you have that bigger, when you have that big screen, and then now you have to carry another keyboard and mouse. So it basically the portability is gone. So I still do not understand that, but if we get the device in house, I'll be very happy to review it. Maybe it will grow on me. So thanks guys for subscribing, watching, viewing, sharing, liking, commenting. It's been a pretty cool journey for the last 3 weeks, and I'm grateful. See you next week.